Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen, and today we're reading 1 Chronicles 28 and 29. Oh, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have comes from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. We are here for only a moment, visitors and strangers in the land as our ancestors were before us. Our days on earth are like passing shadow, gone so soon without a trace. 1 Chronicles 29, 13 through 15. If you ever have trouble finding the words to say to God, try this part of today's reading, which reminds me of an acronym that has really helped me in my prayer life. You may have heard of this before. It is ACTS, A-C-T-S. The A, adoration. Give God praise and honor for who he is as Lord over all. The C stands for confession. Honestly deal with the sin in your prayer life and ask for forgiveness for the specific sins you've committed. It's important to name the specific sins that you've committed. The T is thanksgiving. Verbalize what you're grateful for in your life and in the world around you. And then supplication. We tend to go to this one first. Pray for the needs of others and yourself. I think I used to think that prayer was just about us asking for stuff. And while that is something we're told to do, I think we can learn a lot about how to pray from people like David. As I've shared before, I didn't know how to pray as an adult when I gave my life to Christ. So that was a very good, and I love a good acronym, so that was very good for me to help me and my prayer life. And a huge thank you to one of our readers who took the time to do the assignment in today's insight. Just for the perspective, the current value of the 188 tons of gold alone today would be 7700480000. This is from 2019, if anyone wants to look it up for today's numbers. At the end of our reading and this book, another historical book is referenced. Someone asked about what these books are/were, and I did not know, so I asked my Bible study leader. She was not sure, so she asked her pastor, and I'm including the link that he sent. So it is all very fascinating. It was hard to find, actually. So I love when curiosity jumps off these pages and you ask questions and we go digging, because that's part of what I love doing this. Tomorrow we begin 2 Chronicles. It'll be verses 1-5. Happy reading. This episode is made possible in part by Arkansas Filter. Arkansas Filter has been serving the state of Arkansas for over 40 years. They sell and service a full suite of commercial, industrial, and residential filters. They are also one of the largest suppliers of UV lights, Gates belts, and HVAC chemicals and cleaners. They partner with HVAC and engineering firms to provide a variety of services and pride themselves in customer service both during and after the sale. For more information, go to arkansasfilter.net.